I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. All this month, we are visiting with Raynette Jones, who, along with colleague Rob Aiken, oversees the UK Library's Notable Kentucky African Americans database. It's a free online resource for anyone who wants to know more about the history of our Commonwealth. The database is full of little-known stories of achievement, injustice, and agency of African Americans, past and present, and today we look at the rise of African American attorneys in Kentucky.
Kentucky was actually at the forefront when African-American law schools were opening. The Central Law School located in Louisville was one of four in the entire United States that admitted African-Americans and were particular for African-Americans. This particular school, though, was not an academic school tied to a university like the other three were. This one was supported by the community in Louisville. It actually had started with Nathaniel Harper. He's from Indiana, but Nathaniel Harper was one of the, probably the first African-American lawyer, recognized lawyer in Kentucky. There's another piece to that also. And he started this law school in his office. When Central Law School was started in 1890, it was merged with his law school. So you had four law schools in the entire United States training these lawyers. There were about 100 graduates from the Central Law School. They did a tremendous job, tremendous job. The other thing is there have never been an overwhelming number of African-American lawyers in Kentucky, or had not been up to 1940. I think we had about 25, maybe 35 at the most. And when the Great Depression came, then you saw the numbers decrease. But the numbers were already decreasing because African-American lawyers being trained in Kentucky were finding that they could make a better income and have a better life outside Kentucky. And that's true with a lot of occupations, not just lawyers. But the first African-American lawyer was actually a slave. He's referred to as the yellow man in the, I believe it's a Courier Journal newspaper article from 1849. He was being sold. He was up for sale at J.S. Young's office in Louisville. And that's about all we know about him right now.
The yellow man.
The yellow man. Yellow man meaning that his mother or father was probably white and the other parent was black. He was not referred to as mulatto, which is a term that was used, especially by the census during that time, but he was referred to as the yellow man, whose property. So he didn't get a name.
But he practiced law.
He practiced law. He sure did.
Very fascinating.
He sure did. 1849. I wish we could find more about him. I continue to keep an eye out. Getting the actual ad for his sale has been very difficult as well.
Now, that was Louisville. A similar trajectory for Lexington?
No. I'm sorry. No. I didn't mean to say that so quick, but no. No.
Well, let's explore that then for a minute.
Okay. So most of the lawyers that were hired in Kentucky up to this period, 1940, between 1890 and 1940, were employed in Louisville. You had a lot larger population. Lexington hasn't always followed Louisville. With libraries, with education, Louisville has a larger population and the strength in numbers. Another city is Hopkinsville. Hopkinsville did as well as Lexington and sometimes better. Kentucky has been at the lead of a lot of national movements. We really don't give ourselves the credit that we deserve.
And that is part and parcel of what you're discovering with this database.
Yes. Yes, definitely. So as I said, most of this information I did not know about. So it has been a golden education. I know that people use the database from grade school, and I do a lot of presentations at senior citizen centers as well. It's not just schools and classes. It's the community. The community has been such a strong supporter of this database. And I'm not just talking about African Americans. It is the community as a whole.
What is the web address?
The web address is nkaa.uky.edu. Or you can just simply type into Google or whatever search browser you're using, NKAA or Notable Kentucky African Americans Database. You can also get to it from the University of Kentucky Library's homepage.
Our thanks again to the UK Library's Raynette Jones for sharing yet another fascinating story from the Notable Kentucky African Americans Database. And we've got a link to that free online resource at wuky.org.